USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is pushing for bipartisanship in a tightly divided Congress.
When I ran, I said I wasn't going to be a Democratic president. I'm going to be a president for all Americans. And what the bottom line here is, we're going to see whether we can reach some consensus on a compromise.
Opening a meeting with top congressional leaders, Biden expressing a desire to find areas of consensus and compromise with Republicans. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell and House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy accepting invitations from Biden and meeting with him at the White House. Inflation is increasing at its fastest point in more than 12 years. That's because it jumped 4.2% on an annualized rate in April. Republican lawmakers saying rising prices and a lackluster jobs report are all the more reasons for the federal government to not be spending any more money, as it will only hurt the economy as it recovers from the pandemic. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
The average price for a gallon of gas is soaring above $3 a gallon as gas stations run dry amid the Colonial Pipeline hack. This is the first time since 2014 that prices have pushed that threshold, fueling fears of a supply shortage. According to GasBuddy.com, over 15% of Georgia fuel stations are out of gas, and nearly 25% of stations are out of gas in North Carolina. No masks for kids. That was a response from Republican Governor Ron DeSantis when asked what should be the directive for school districts across Florida next fall.
Our direction is, relatively simple. Have a normal school year. Okay?
Governor DeSantis continuing at a Catholic school in Jacksonville.
These kids do not need to be wearing these masks, okay? I'm sorry, they don't. We need to be able to let them be kids and let them act normally, and that's what should be the case in the fall throughout the school year.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
As Hamas terrorists continue to fire rockets into Israel, a former ambassador to Israel is speaking out.
Violence continues to escalate in Israel as Hamas militants fired rockets at Tel Aviv from Gaza Tuesday, with Israeli Defense Forces responding with airstrikes. Former U.S. Ambassador to Israel Martin Indyk believes tensions will continue to escalate. He tells CNBC that Israel will do what it feels it needs to in order to get Hamas to stop firing rockets at Israeli cities.
The Israelis are seeking now to try to reestablish the deterrence that they had that lasted for about 6 years and prevented these rocket attacks, for the most part, from landing on Israeli cities. And they won't be content to call this off until they've inflicted enough pain on Hamas to get them to stop that rocket fire. Hamas, on the other hand, is going to respond by attacking Israeli cities indiscriminately with these rockets to try to show that they will not be deterred by Israel.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Louisiana legislature passed a resolution to recognize January 22, 2022 as a Day of Tears. Citizens are encouraged to lower their flags at half-staff to mourn the deaths of unborn children. Louisiana joins Arkansas, Mississippi, and Alabama in recognizing the anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision as a Day of Tears. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.